This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Federal education spending soared as 12th grade scores hit record lows. Washington Stan journalist Mark Tapscott told the Kim Monson Show that Department of Education funding has risen 749% since 2000, citing the watchdog Open the Books, even as 2024 reading and math results for high school seniors fell to the lowest levels the nation's report card has ever recorded. Washington. The federal government has poured a rising share of tax dollars into the U.S. Department of Education for a quarter century, and the country's high school seniors are reading and doing math worse than at any point the federal testing program has measured. On the June 11 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, journalist Mark Tapscott argued that the two trends are connected and that decades of growing federal spending have failed to deliver the results promised when the department was created. Tapscott, a senior congressional analyst for the Washington Stand, has spent more than four decades covering the federal government from Washington. His reporting draws on a data analysis by Open the Books, a nonpartisan government spending watchdog based in Illinois that compiles one of the largest public databases of government expenditures in the country. Federal funding for the Department of Education rose 749% from 2000 to 2024, according to the Open the Books Progress Report that Tapscott cited on the show. Congress created the department in 1979 at the urging of President Jimmy Carter, with backers promising more parental involvement, more innovative teaching, and broader access to high achievement for disadvantaged students. Tapscott's argument is that the spending climbed while those promises went unmet. Much of that money, Tapscott argued, has gone to administration and to grant programs far removed from teaching children to read. The achievement side of Tapscott's case rests on the 2024 results from the nation's report card, the congressionally mandated assessment formerly known as the National Assessment of Educational Progress. In 2024, 32% of high school seniors scored below the NAEP basic level in reading, and 45% scored below it in math. Both figures are the largest shares ever recorded, and the average 12th grade scores in both subjects are the lowest the assessment has ever reported. The National Assessment Governing Board, which sets policy for the test, reported that the declines began about a decade ago and deepened after the pandemic, with scores falling across the 4th, 8th, and 12th grades. A senior scoring below basic in reading, the board explained, likely cannot draw a general conclusion from concepts stated plainly in a text. Education Secretary Linda McMahon made a similar point when the scores were released. Nearly half of America's high school seniors are testing at below basic levels in math and reading, she said, calling the results confirmation of a devastating trend at historic lows across all of K-12. Open the Books staffing data shows a department whose headcount has changed little even as its budget grew. The agency employed 4,245 people in 2024, down slightly from 4,930 in 2000 and up from 4,031 in 2020. The most common job title at the end of 2024 was Management and Program Analysis, with 933 such positions paid an average of more than $133,000 a year. Another 508 employees held the title General Attorney at an average above $107,000 figures that do not include federal health and retirement benefits. Personnel costs have started to fall as the workforce shrinks. Annual staff costs averaged $560 million under President Joe Biden from 2021 to 2024, then dropped about 30% to $391 million in the latest figures, according to Open the Books. The Trump administration sent layoff notices to roughly a third of the department's employees in March 2025, and, combined with voluntary departures, the cuts amount to a workforce reduction of about half, government executive reported after the Supreme Court allowed the layoffs to proceed in July. McMahon has told lawmakers she intends to wind the department down, language that follows a March 2025 executive order directing her to facilitate its closure and return authority to the states. Tapscott pointed to states that have changed course as evidence that outcomes can improve without more federal money. Mississippi was once ranked at the bottom of the country in reading. A 2013 state literacy law returned its classrooms to phonics-based instruction and funded reading coaches. Over the next 12 years, the state posted the nation's largest gains in fourth grade reading and math, climbing to ninth in fourth grade reading by 2024, CBN News reported. The lesson Tapscott draws is that method and accountability matter more than dollars. He returned throughout the interview to the families paying the bills through property taxes and federal levies. Why are we paying all of this money for our property taxes and other levies, and our kids can't read? Tapscott said. This can't go on. And now, Kim's perspective. A bigger budget has never taught a child to read, and the gap between spending and results has rarely been clearer than on the latest nation's report card. For 25 years, Washington has sent more and more of your tax dollars to a department that does not teach a single child, and a third of our high school seniors still cannot read at a basic level. The freedom answer is the one Mississippi found. Put parents and local communities back in charge, return to the methods that actually teach reading, and stop measuring compassion by the size of a federal budget. Children who cannot read or reason are not free, and a country that graduates them by the millions is borrowing against its own future. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.